So long as there's ample snow for cross-country skiing at large hills, Buffy will continue making tracks. Buffy is the nickname given to the Large Hills Nordic Society's Pranoth Bison X groomer, which is in the midst of its first season of use after replacing the club's Piston Bully Edge 200, which had been used for the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver. The old one was at the end of its useful life, meaning that we were having downtime and repairs on these machines are really expensive, said Large Hills grooming coordinator George Jackson, who oversees a team of volunteers who run the track setter daily. Manufactured in Canada, Buffy is a far more technologically advanced machine that has proven superior to the Piston Bully in a number of ways, a key one being the quality of the tracks it makes. The classic tracks, they're deeper, firmer and more consistently straight and easier to ski in, whereas with the old machine, the hardware was kind of worn out so the tracks were kind of wiggly and they weren't so deep. So it's a way nicer classic track, said Jackson. The center portion is your skate track and the skate track is superior in a few ways. It's flatter, firmer and it has a specific structure to the track. It's a real fine structure so it's a lot more pleasurable to skate ski. Longtime Larch Hills volunteer and former groomer Blaine Carson confirmed this after having an opportunity to ride along with current volunteer Craig McBride. It's an amazing machine, it's got cameras and sensors and four track setters compared to three on the last one, said Carson. When I started track setting 25 years ago, it was a 10-foot machine, it was 10 feet wide and you had to go around twice if you were setting skating. This one is 20 feet wide and you go around once and you've got 2 to 4 classic lanes and you can have a skating lane in the middle. Jackson said skier feedback about the quality of the tracks has also been positive, with some of the critical input coming from the groomers themselves. A pretty normal thing is to groom early in the morning and then try to get out and ski on your groomed tracks, and then you take a look at your own grooming and see where you can make some improvements, said Jackson. The new machine can also work slightly faster than the one it replaces while using much less fuel. The fuel consumption is noticeably better than our other machine, said Jackson. It has a Tier 4 emission system so it burns real clean. You can have the engine running in a closed area and you can't tell it's running and it's a diesel, and it's considerably more fuel efficient, close to 30%. Pranoth provided the club with training for the new machine and continues to give ongoing support, which has also impressed Jackson. Folks in Calgary can log onto the computer and they can tell all the functions, all the operating parameters, how many hours put on it, fuel consumption, they can see everything there and we can see it too, said Jackson. They can do a complete diagnostic and if we have a one-off issue then we can talk to a mechanic, tell them the time and then they can look at their readout and see if there was a little fault code or error code at that time. The Pranoth Bison was ordered last March after the Society received a $250,000 gaming grant for its purchase. The remaining money for the $630,000 machine was funded with money the Society saved specifically for the purchase. Despite the warmer, wetter weather in Salmon Arm, ski conditions at Larch Hills have been excellent, said Jackson, who anticipates Buffy will be active on the trails for some time yet. The skiing in March has been phenomenal, said Jackson. We don't have as many skiers out as we'd like because they're doing other things or they think the skiing is not good. But we plan to keep grooming as long as there's decent snow conditions and we're getting some skiers out. For more information, including daily trail reports, visit skillerchulls.ca.